On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back. It's 8:33 from the time in the studio here, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you again for remaining with us. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. It's a promise. We're going to keep you posted on the activities of ASU as well as ASUP. As they develop, we'll do that. It's a promise. We'll keep an eye on the two stories and make sure that we bring you up to speed. Right now, let's talk policy. Let's talk governance. Let's talk about the ministers who have resigned and the ones that are yet to resign. We've got about 25 minutes or so to do that. You know that President Muhammadu Buhari had made his stance clear that these ministers should resign on or before yesterday, May 16. Some of them did. Some, they're still going ahead with their plans to want to go ahead and contest. I can go ahead and tell you these names. I have long list that Zainab put together here. That will waste our time. Zainab, good job, by the way. It's not a waste of time. Please, what do you mean? You're putting a lot of work into this. Bola Olojede is here. First and foremost, what would make somebody put down 100 million naira and say, I know they do again?
Easy money. Anybody who worked for money, even if, I mean, as a businessman now, you worked for money and you have earned 100 million, you're not going to put it on a toss and lose kind of a game. No, nobody does that. But if you have access to easy money, or like some of them will say, I wasn't the one buying it. I'm not the one buying it.
Yeah.
It is some friends that are putting money together to buy it for me. Under those kind of situations, then you can say, oh yes. But even then, when people are put money together to sponsor you, can you wake up and say, I know they do it again? So you buy 100 million fund with their money, and then the next week you flip and say, okay, I'm not contesting any longer. So are you going to return that money back to the people who contributed it ab initio? And how do you handle that?
Should the party return the money to them?
It's not the business of the party. You said you wanted to be president. You obtained the form. Well, I know that in certain circumstances, some negotiations do happen, and they refund money. But in the real sense, it's a non-refundable thing. So you bought the form because you felt confident you want to serve this nation. I'm even more particular about people who said they want to be president. So 1 week, you had so deep a conviction that you want to lead this nation as the number one citizen of Nigeria. 1 week. The following week, all this desire and aspiration had fizzled out. Even after you committed, some of them must have committed the 100 million to the firm. That ambition disappeared. The question is, did that ambition exist in the first instance? If it didn't exist, what is it that prompts a man who has earned 100 million to be ready to just throw it away when he knows that he has no chance whatsoever to become the president of Nigeria? What drives that? It is either the money, it's easy money. You don't know how it can be. If you earn it, how much is the salary of a minister? Let's be frank here. How much is even the salary of the president?
Of the president.
Not to talk
of the
minister.
President, yeah.
So someone who yesterday wanted to be president, the number one citizen, is suddenly now contented with being a minister who serves at the mercy of that president. What kind of a situation is that?
We're going to come to that kind of situation in a moment. But people have been saying this a lot. When this issue of 100 millionaire forms started, I mean, that conversation was everywhere. And I just felt I should put it in here. Do you think everyone who coughed out 100 millionaire should be investigated?
That would be perfectly in order. Everybody should be investigated. Where did the money come from?
Because the reason I ask is, you say it's easy money. I'm trying in my head to rationalize, okay, can easy money be legit? Can easy money be, you know, fraud? I mean, what's
easy money? Look at it this way. Let's say I'm a minister and my total package per annum is, I don't know, maybe it's 24 million or thereabout.
Yeah.
Okay, so from this 24 million naira, I will pay my rent, pay my expenses, do all the bills, and then over a few years, I'm still able to put together 100 million, and I decide if it's 100 million that I want to invest, it's a different story. I put together 100 million, and I'm willing to throw it away, to just light a match, pour petrol on it, and burn it. It is illogical unless it is easy money. Easy money are money that people did not really work for. They did not sweat for. They did not earn. It was just thrown at them. So if it's thrown at you, of course, how many of it are, or what is the volume of the pile that has been thrown at them? They can afford to burn it as they so desire.
Right.
It's the more reason why we should be interested in how... You see, the Electoral Act actually expects accountability on the part of the parties anyway.
Right.
So the party will list all the income it receives, all its expenditures, its assets and liabilities, and it will be audited. So in the course of the auditing, I want to believe that one of the things that the auditors would like to vouch is all these inflows. And then there are agencies of government that should do further work on what was the source of the money. I don't want to believe that anybody paid in cash.
Okay.
Yes, so it came from an account. Okay, whose account was it? Did it come from? How did he gather inside that account? How did the money gather inside that account? If we do enough digging, these guys are supposed to be public service, and things they are doing should be subject to public scrutiny as well. So let's be able to find out where all the money came from.
Indeed. Now let's talk about those that initially indicated interest. Then they are not saying, "I know they do again." In your opinion, what do you think the president should do?
I think you should sack them. You should fire them. Ask them to go.
And they are saying they are not doing it again now.
They're saying they are not doing it again. So it should not leave.
They want to work for.
I think their mind left when they say to you, "Oh, 3 o'clock is when we're going to have a party."
Yeah.
Okay, and you are at work. There's something that happens to you when you start getting to 2:30. Your mind departs because in 30 minutes, you're going to have some this enjoyment. That is how it works. So if a man has made up his mind that I want to be president and started to commit resources, has commenced consultation and all of that, and then you said, come back and sit down here and do the work. They are not going to do any work. I don't believe that. I don't even believe that they are committed enough to the service at their desk. If you're committed enough, you cannot want to be president one day and then the next day you flip and say you don't want to be president any longer. Just give me this one that I already have. Are they doing more than serving us? Do I have my reservations, though, that even when they leave, will the man be able to replace them? Not because there are no people from 200 million.
Because I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you that follow-up question. That if you sack them, then what next?
The chances are we may not be able to from how slow the government has been with issues of appointment. Even the appointment I could anticipate. For example, I could know that the retirement age of the chief of army staff was this, and he will be leaving by this time, or that of the IG is this, and will be by this. Still, we had problems replacing them. When the time for retirement came, we had 4 years to prepare for someone's succession. This government has not shown capacity to be able to make that succession, even when it has 4 years notification to do that. So how much more these incidents in which these guys have been asked to just leave like that? The chances are that they will just ask the most senior civil servant in each of those departments to take over. And that may just lead us into election and
regardless of that, you feel that the president should let them go.
Let them go and pursue those things that are on their mind, because their mind left the service that we were called into as ministers. Let them leave, go. And they came and attended a farewell. What kind of people are these?
Yes, they did.
You sit down and attend a farewell where you were being thanked for your service to the nation. And you even have one of them, Akpabio, actually spoke on their behalf to thank the president for giving them the pleasure to serve. So after all of that, you resume back in that office. What did you forget in the office that you want to go and take?
Biro.
By which? it is most likely, I won't be surprised if this is all related to the fact, there is still more of those free money to be made. Otherwise, I'm not so proud of what is going on.
Do you think the president, I hear what you have said about, you know, you should let them go, but do you think he can do it?
It depends on what he's told, what he's advised to do.
Yeah, but he knows that these people once said this and now they're saying this. There is some kind of loyalty problem. If you say that you're going to leave my administration, then one moment, the next moment, you're coming back. You even attended the valedictory session that I had for those leaving.
What are you coming back to?
What are you coming back to do? To me, there's a loyalty problem, and loyalty is everything if you want to, you know, get to that solution point.
The argument could be flipped also. Yeah. To say that, look, if I'm leaving, that is the one you can call disloyalty. If I come back to you, I'm saying I want to be with you. I believe in you. I'm being loyal to you. The argument could be flipped.
Hmm.
But I think the confusion, where the confusion...
Can the president do it, though?
If he wants to do it, he can do it. He has the power to do it. We've seen it. We've seen him in action when he decides to rise up. For example, when he said, all of you should go and resign. He meant it, and he gave them a deadline.
Yeah.
You know, and we saw how that played out, you know. But will he do it in this case, considering some of what I just mentioned? For example, replacing them.
Yeah.
Will he be able to replace them? And it shouldn't even be difficult in a country as huge as Nigeria to have a minister. Simply ask the same states where those people came from.
Say,
give me a candidate. And let's run the profile of the candidate and see if he fits into what we want. And then we can appoint them, we can replace them. Why do we make succession such a huge issue? Well, apparently, for this government, whether you perform or you know perform, once you get the job, just stay there, the cruise. That is how it is. That is how it doesn't remove people.
I will talk about those that decided to go and they've gone. But let's take some calls in and have people chime in. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I mean, what you say to what Bolan has said this morning. Feel free, if you're watching online on Facebook and on YouTube, you can drop your comment. I can see them coming in already. I'll take them in a moment. And please just be brief with your submissions, all right? Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please, good morning.
This is Joy Collins.
Welcome.
I want to greet the man in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, madam.
You are a true Nigeria. God will bless you. That is what is going on. Are we Nigeria serious? Continue to allow these people to be in office in this country since things are just like this. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bless you too. Joy, thank you for calling. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Sorry, good morning.
Yes, please, good morning.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good morning.
Yes, please.
I say good morning to the man in the studio.
Good morning.
The 100 million is not refundable, right?
So they said, but you know parties could change their mind.
If it's not refundable, it doesn't even mean anything to them. It's like 100 naira. So those going back know that they always allocate money for the ministry, so for them to make more money. The president should sack all of them.
You should sack all of them.
People that are more loyal, people that can start the country better than them, especially the education minister.
Okay, thank you. There's no need to, you know, drop name here. No name dropping.
But incidentally, the education minister I mentioned was the one who resigned first.
You know, Daniel, hi.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you.
Yes, good morning to the
Bolan.
Good morning,
Chairman, and also you, Sheriff. It's good one. Let me just keep it short. I was in Ukraine some years ago,
okay.
And you see these ministers, senators, their children, they are there, they are schooling there. So for them to go to Ukraine, say they want to bring Nigerians, let me tell you, they lie. It's because of their children, they are there. That's why they made those moves. Let me tell you the truth.
But unfortunately, that's not what we're talking about. I mean, you need to respect the rule of public speaking. I mean, it's basic. You don't have to digress because you didn't have time to talk about that time that we're talking about it. You're not bringing it up here. But thank you for calling me, though. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Yeah, I want to say that these ministers, I believe they have an agenda.
Okay.
Because they just wanted to raise 100 million for elections. And they deliberately went back. because they know they will recoup this money before they leave the office. So let's get to
they want to raise the money for the party, Abby, or for themselves.
For the party for campaign.
Okay. All right.
And they all went back because money will be given to these ministries for projects.
Okay.
And they will recoup their $100 million before they leave.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. So, Bolam, I heard that before when the issue came up at first. But then I also heard the part that, look, it's a party in government. They can always get campaign funding from their states that they govern. I mean, someone even told me that that's the way we play politics. State governors fund party campaigns and everything. But what could be the most likely scenario here? Raise money for campaign or what is that?
Let's also quickly correct that you could raise any money you want because there is a law, and the electoral law had limits.
That's a cap.
There's a cap to what individual can donate, what a party can spend. Everything is capped, and there are sanctions for for disobeying those rules. Having said that, 100 million is a nice way to raise money. No doubt about that. But we should not lose sight of the fact that it excludes people. 100 million is huge, is a high threshold, and in a democracy where you want to involve people, when you set that thing that high, you automatically exclude people. But the real lesson for us is that we must look at the election financing in entirety, because there's a whole lot of rot in that space. A lot of spending, even in cash. These 100 million are the things you will see in the books because they are either transfers or bank drafts. A lot of the spending will be in cash
more.
Naira, cash dollars. No trace, no monitoring, nothing on the books. And that is part of where the problem is. Do we copy a democracy wholesale and paste it on our country as it is? Are we as rich as America? Obama raised an equivalent of over 400 billion naira for his first election.
From the public.
From the public. But here, how is it raised? $10 there, $15. Of course, there are also big donors.
Yeah.
But all those things are tracked and monitored, and they are reported on. We don't have that here. And a lot of people don't finance parties there. So we leave it only to a very few people who have huge money. There, even if it is $5 I have, I can give it to my party and they will take it up.
Right. But now, we need to touch on the ministers that are gone. I would have loved for us to pick one by one, but time will go, honestly speaking.
Okay.
Looking at the antecedent of these ministers, what's your thoughts on their candidacy? Should they be judged on their performance?
They should be judged. And in fact, we need to learn to do that as citizens. I've heard some presidential aspirants who had been governors for 8 years say, health will be free when I become president. And they've been governor for 8 years. So what did they do in the state where they came from? Was health free there? Or someone said, we built 500,000 houses. How many did you build when you were governor for 8 years? So we might be asking this question. So as ministers, what did they do? What did they achieve in their respective portfolios? Nigerians must be ready. However, there's also a missing part, which I think we can correct as we go into 2023, is that if you did not set someone a target, if there are no standards to be measured by, how do you measure them? Performance management in itself assumes that the parties have an agreement as to what must be done. Then it is based on what we think must be done that we now measure. You said you were going to do 100 kilometers of road. How many kilometers did you do? You said as to strike, well, there were 10 of them in the previous period that you will achieve 5 or 2. So should we, if without those things being said, I ask myself, how do you measure a minister in this country?
Well, I'm Olojede. We have to go now. thank you so much for coming on. Second day in a row. Appreciate you always.
The pleasure is mine.
Well, I'm Olojede, the seasoned public affairs commentator. He joined us again. He was here yesterday. He's here again today. Let's take some messages. And when we return, we'll be here to say my bye-byes and bring on Jimmy the Seal Cause on Daily Digest. Lagos, good morning to you.
for the best talk.
So your state governor is said to have ordered immediate employment of 5,000 youths. Don't we need more of these to come from different governments?
Stay with Nigeria Info.
Do you think that maybe those food items just came like that decayed already? I mean, what is really the truth?
This 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.